Before we start, if you lose us, it's because last week on Reddit, we got censored for words, not pictures, you know, not my ass or anything, but we got censored for words. That's a tragic thing that's happening in America, that these big corporations can just censor you. In the old days, it was different. In the old days, it was the government that was censoring. But we kind of got rid of that. And now we have all these big guys that are shooting up into space. And they don't like sometimes what we say. And we're not the only ones that are being censored. Everybody's being censored. You've all been to Facebook jail, right? And they call these their the community. But that's not their community. It's not their pictures that are on my community. It's my community. And my community is a little more open-minded, a little more intelligent, and... So goodness. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that, and then some balls. We're going to talk about balls, all kinds of balls, footballs and ballparks and swollen balls and ping pong balls. And but I hear the train coming down the track. So I want to say hi to Susie, get her hand, get your luggage, get your shit, get your dope.
Okay, I got
Dr. Susie.
A lot of baggage.
You got baggage?
Thank you for accepting me.
I got balls, you got baggage.
This train, anyway.
All right, we're not on YouTube, we're going to get on right now.
And I'm ready for all the stops.
Put us in the tube. Musk, doesn't Musk have a tube now?
His
boring company.
Now the latest billionaire in space, although he didn't even have to go. It was a bunch of other people. So they're escaping the Earth's destination. But we on FDR are here for you.
That's right.
My darling listeners. As we take the train through time.
And through the Alps and to 2022.
Well, that's where you're always going back to, Captain Max is always going back to, what, the 1950s, 60s? Somewhere in there is your favorite time.
I guess.
And America was doing pretty good at that time. And now it's 2021.
Yeah.
It was for some people, let's say. And now for almost everyone, including the millionaires and the billionaires, it's crazy.
Right.
Crazy times.
Crazy times.
And this is the train to take through crazy times.
And tonight I'm drinking Italian still water because I have pneumonia.
That sounds like something alligators and mosquitoes might be in.
Still water.
I don't like how that sounds.
Yeah, it sounds
but
terrible.
I know it's supposedly good for you, so I'm glad you're drinking that.
All right.
Very good, Captain Max. And who am I?
Who are you?
No one's really formally introduced me.
Well, okay, the other person that you're hearing right now is Dr. Susie, and Dr. Susie is a filmmaker, writer, philosopher, and sex therapist.
I knew you'd get the sex in there.
That's why I smile
the
all
key.
The time.
And I am Captain Max's prime mate.
Prime mate, yes.
We are primary mates.
Mates.
And we are bonobos in love. And we made love this morning, sort of. I mean, we celebrated self-love September together.
Self-love.
Which is a form of self-love, is to love yourselves next to each other, which is basically what we did to great orgasmic delight.
Well, yeah. Okay, still water.
Still water, but it was a carbonated morning, for sure. Mm. It was definitely bubbly.
Yeah, and...
despite your being on the antibiotics and whatnot. And that was That's one correct. Reason for the self-love and not the cowgirl ride.
Yeah,
I usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I should introduce the voice that you're hearing right now because
certainly.
We're hearing a voice.
We have a new bonobo.
Brand new.
Brand speaking new.
And I guess I'll say the name that I heard because I know her so short. Mel?
Yes.
Right?
Mel. Yes.
Mel is the name that I heard. And so that's the one we're using.
Yes.
Okay. Not something else. Okay.
That could be many things, but today
All right,
it's,
welcome.
It's, from now on, it's Mel. So
Sister Mel.
Yeah.
All
to
right.
the Church of the Bonobo
yes.
Way.
Joined the tribe just very recently.
All right. Well, we're
in
here.
The jungle now, baby.
Yeah. This is it. Swing from the trees.
Right.
Because we can't swing with each other because there's COVID, you know.
Problems.
Swinging from the trees takes
the
balls.
And that's our subject
tonight.
And we are going to have a ball with balls. You know, a couple shows ago, it was Labia Day.
Right.
And we really celebrated
now
female sexuality. Although we did say that the other side of labia in the male would be the testicles. And we testify to the importance of testicles because it's the same root as testament. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. In Old Testament times, before they had an Old Testament, because these were Old Testament times, they put their hands on each other's
balls
to swear by each other's progeny that they would do whatever. And then that became a little too personal, so they came up with these books like the Bible to swear on.
What if they were women and they didn't have...
They'd swear on each other's pussies.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I bet it all was. And you know what? That's what the bonobos still do.
They still do that.
They
right?
call it the Bonobo Handshake. And that is also the name of a book by a wonderful gal named Vanessa Woods, who I interview along with her wonderful husband, Dr. Brian Hare, about their new book, Survival of the Friendliest, which is a interview you can now see on drsusanblock.com as well as YouTube and everywhere else. It's a bedside chat.
Right.
Because
right.
we do a lot of shows in bed. That's how we are, just right. like cooks do cooking shows in the kitchen. We talk about sex, so we do it in a bed sometimes, although currently we're at a bar. So we're talking a lot about drinking.
Second best.
As well as sex. So she wrote a book called Bonobo Handshake, which is all about the bonobos who make love, not war, and also are female empowered. And also when they greet each other, put each other's hands on each other's genitalia. And you can see this happening at the zoo. And they will try to do it to you, too, if you're right in front of them.
And some people do that even now, humans. They put hands on each other's balls.
I mean, you know. As a, by way of a greeting?
Well, no. Golf balls. And
oh,
football.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we're now expanding the whole term ball, which is an important thing to do. Because, after all, we're not just talking about testicles.
Yes, we're talking about many different balls.
Many different balls.
And if you'd like to talk about balls, you can call us.
The number is 626-461-5212. That's the number behind you that I'm reading backwards. You could talk about balls or...
Other things. You have a sex question.
Pussycats.
Yeah, like why are your balls getting big?
Or politics.
Stuff like that. Or politics, yeah.
And actually, the ball issues that I'm going to speak about are related to politics.
Wonderful.
So, first we're going to talk about AOCs. Tax the Rich. Met Gala. Ball gown. Right? It's a ball gown.
It's a
she wore
gown.
It to the ball. the Met Gala is a ball.
She wore it
so
to the ball.
She wore it to the ball. And then we're going to talk about Nicki Minaj's cousin's vaxxed friend's swollen balls.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it's quite a story, I have to say. I've been resisting it all week.
Go right ahead.
There's a lot of stories I try to resist because they're just like rabbit holes.
You have to go there.
But this one, yeah. I had to go there many times. And it's like I had to chase those balls like a dog. And Nicki Minaj herself, who is the queen of dish and tea and PR, is calling it Ballgate. And I resisted that too. I said, I'm not going to call it Ballgate just because she is, but I am.
Okay.
So, and then more balls. There's Crybaby Kavanaugh. One of the Supreme Court justices who has allowed this Texas Taliban anti-abortion jihad to go forth. He's only one of them, but he is particularly odious because of many reasons, one of which is that the FBI just announced that, we didn't really investigate him at all. At all. The most that they did was send some people's names and addresses over to the White House.
Oh.
Wow.
To Trumpty Dumpty, Big Daddy, who was certainly not going to look at any of that shit. So, Crybaby Kavanaugh, he got a complete pass. No FBI investigation whatsoever. And they just announced that. Of course, we all kind of knew that. Because we all kind of knew, if you investigate this story Blasey, what was her name? Oh, she's got one of these three-name things going on here. Cassie Blasey.
Yeah, Lazy Susan.
Something. Lazy. No, that's me.
Lazy, you're not Lazy,
Lazy Susan.
Susan.
No, I am Lazy Susan.
That's
I'm
Dr.
very
Susie.
Lazy. That's why I have a great job just talking to people
is
about sex.
Facebook?
Her name is Christine Blasey Ford.
Hmm.
And I'm not a big, I believe, any woman type of woman. I'm not. But I did believe her. And maybe she was full of it. But I believed her just because of the way she told her story of his assault. And then also because of the other stories that came out, including from our mutual alma mater, Eli Yale.
Bula, bula.
Bula, bula.
Bula, bula.
Bula, bula. Bula, bula. Anyway, there we go. We have to do the ritual bulas to the bulldog. But I was embarrassed that Kavanaugh went to Yale, Brettie, Crybaby Brett. And there was a gal from Yale who complained that he stuck his penis in her face. I'm all for penises and faces, you know, balls and everything. Speaking of balls, balls in the face, lovely thing if it's consensual.
But how did he
Absolutely.
Do that?
She was at a party.
At a party.
Mm. Out in front of you.
At a party, and he took out his thing.
Mm. Right. Mm. It had something to do with one of these penis face masks, but then he put his real penis in her face.
The old switcheroo. Huh?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And she was pretty mortified because everybody laughed at her. You see, it was not just a question of genitalia. I say, as a sexologist who has no problem with genitalia. It was a question of public disgrace, non-consensual, with a gal who was just there to party.
Have a ball. Have fun.
Yeah, but
face.
Not balls in her face.
No, not balls in her face. Absolutely not. No.
My mistake.
Yeah.
And maybe that wasn't true, although some people corroborated that.
Ah.
as did some people corroborate other stories. And these stories were all kind of hearsay, and of course, they might not have been true, but they all together mounted to a case against crybaby Kavanaugh. And truly, that is the cherry on top of the case, was the crying. Who can forget how he cried in Congress when people said, some women say that you raped them. What say you? And he just bawled like a baby. And I was reading a blog that I wrote based on our throwback show for this week, which is actually Self-Love September Climax 2018, Bosom Ballet, because Honey Dior did this fabulous bosom ballet. And Incel Orgasm, which I'll explain later, because we had these guys on the show who were not really incels. Well, nobody likes to identify as an incel, but they were kind of incel experts, and they had just interviewed me about the incel phenomenon. And lying, crying Kavanaugh. Now, on this show, we talk about what's going on and how he lied about the definition of boof, remember? Boof. He said boof.
What is boof?
Was a word for flatulence. Which actually, it's a pretty good idea, but it's not the case. It is a word for anal sex and for doing anal things.
Got it.
And he also Devil's Triangle. Remember Devil's Triangle from 2018? I don't know if you do. But he said Devil's Triangle was a card game with beer.
Stillwater.
Yeah, there you go. Stillwater.
Right. Well, it isn't. It's a threesome between two guys and a girl, just like what he and his friend who wouldn't testify were awkwardly trying to do with Christine Blasey Ford when they were teenagers. That was before Yale. Anyway, so we were talking about that, and we were saying, this guy can't get confirmed. I mean, really, we know the right wing wants him, but he's crying visibly in Congress. Come on. You can't confirm him just because he's a baby. But they did. Didn't they? They did. And now his balls are in the fire.
Oh, my God. Put him in there.
And that's where they deserve to be.
Like a meat the balls.
Like meatballs. Like this little pink balls that want to deny women
and the
their
asparagus.
Right to their own bodily integrity.
That's right. Amen, sister.
And a women.
And a Amen. Women.
A women.
A women. And so some women and male allies and whoever gender you want to say got together and decided to have a little demonstration in front of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's balls house. But his balls were not there, nor was anybody else, except a whole bunch of police. And so they protested very peacefully. And crybaby Kavanaugh and his leaky balls cried.
His balls were leaking?
Yikes.
Oh.
Well, that was a little literary license. Okay, but he cried to somebody because immediately this thing was being compared to the insurrection. Boy, I mean, it would be compared to 9/11 if you let them go. I mean, they were just absolutely ballistic.
Hot balls.
That's what you get.
The senators denouncing this demonstration in front of poor Brett's house.
Oh, yeah. The neighbors loved it, I heard.
But the neighbors were loving it. I don't know if all the neighbors did. But some of the neighbors said, yay, and they were applauding, and you see that on a video. They were applauding, and all that I could see on the videos that were made, by the way, by the Daily Caller, so you know if there was anything bad, they would have found it. They're very peaceful. They're people that look like they are vegan or whatever, and they're wearing masks.
Are you talking about hippies?
Hippies,
yeah, but they're young and old, different ages, and
all good
people, and definitely not violent people, but they are banging on drums or what have you, and they're saying things, and hey, Kavanaugh isn't home, and they wrote on the street something about stay out of my uterus and I'll stay off your lawn. I think they have every right to be there. So we're going to talk about that, although I already talked about that, but we might have more to say. And you might think otherwise.
Let us know.
I can see someone is already letting us know. Working Ad 69 is saying, I think it is because C. Blasey Ford was a liar. He thinks what is because C. Blasey Ford was a liar. I'm not sure what he thinks is because she was a liar, but I would say perhaps he just thinks that's why Kavanaugh was crying. Well, I would think if he was sure she was a liar, he wouldn't be crying. He would be confident. He would not be crying. I think he was crying because he was a little boy with his hand caught in the cookie jar. His balls exposed. That's why. But I don't know. You know what? It is a he said, she said. We weren't in the room. The one guy that was in the room is not talking. This guy who wrote a book that was about how crazy Kavanaugh was. But he does not want to talk because I'm sure who the oligarchy of some sort is paying him off. Anyway, I'm not sure about any of that. But that's how it looks to a lefty like me, who not always believe women. I don't. And I'm not saying she was necessarily absolutely telling the truth. I'm just saying she was believable to me. And I'm saying that the fact that there were all these other women, he was at least as bad as that New York governor, whose name we will not mention until we will, and at least as bad as Trump. Okay, so Peyton Manning teabagged a trainer in college? What? Okay.
What's going on?
So there you go. Well, yep. Balls to the walls working at 69. Jux Lee said eyeballs were leaking. And Wolfpack 1976 says, I have self-love every day.
That's very good. Very good.
Well, yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy self-love September to you. And by the way, that holiday or that month is, according to the internet, really more about lofty ideals of self-improvement than the earthy reality of self-pleasure. And I guess this is because it's only been around for a few years. In contrast, May as Masturbation Month has been around since 1994. And then again, maybe it's because promoting the benefits of solo sex is still very taboo.
That's right.
And I understand that self-love means a range of different things, you know, walking in the park and saying to yourself, you're great, when you look in the mirror, even if you're a piece of shite. Say it, say it, say it. Okay, piece of shit. Fuck the rich. I understand that. That self-love can mean a lot of different things. But in my not-so-humble sexologist opinion, if quality masturbation time, which could include that mutual masturbation that I enjoyed with Captain Max this morning, and which you can enjoy if you have a lover, if some kind of masturbation time isn't part of self-love, then you are not fully loving yourself.
That's right.
And a gender fluid.
Gender fluid.
Well, everybody.
It's what the world needs now.
Whatever you are.
Some fluid.
Some people don't want to identify as any of the genders, and I get it.
It's fine.
And I don't always name all the identifications, and I apologize in advance for any of that. I don't mean to harm your non-gender identification. I'm just a little old school.
You can be whatever you want to be.
I can?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just
you guys
a woman.
Out there, yeah. Me, I'm a bottle of still water.
There you go. You probably are at this point. I'm in love with you.
Oh, I'm in love with you too.
Okay. So happy self-love September, because you are part of me. So me a loving you is
a
loving me.
That's a mutual admiration, a society.
Yay.
Let's have some pizza.
Okay. Back to the Kavanaugh protest. It was condemned by the Bezos Post. Now, he's got some balls, considering his dick is somewhere out there.
Floating
around in cyberspace. They condemned the protest. Yes, yes, because they don't want regular people at their doors.
The mob. Oh, the mob.
I get it. And you know what? If the mob is violent, I agree with them. But if the mob is polite, as I believe these people were,
right,
they certainly were obeying the law, or else they would have been arrested, any one of them, or every one of them. The police were right there.
Yeah. They would have taken the initiative.
They were not breaking the law. So you want some new laws?
Yeah.
I guess you do.
You know, they were their rights. It's their right to do that, I believe.
And they were not insurrecting. And what are they supposed to do? They can't vote this guy out.
Right.
He's in there for life.
For life.
That's right.
It's a long time.
That's a long time.
For some people.
And, oh, he has young children. Well, maybe you shouldn't nominate a guy that has young children to be a Supreme Court justice. This whole Supreme Court is so overblown and too much power. And, yes, I do notice it more when they are a Supreme Court that is balanced in favor of the right wing. It's true, but it's always a bad thing. It's just... Now it's a really bad thing, and they should pack it. So now I guess I'm going to talk about, what should I talk about? Should I go to AOC or Nicki Minaj? I'm going to come back to Kavanaugh, don't you worry.
Yeah.
And Susan Collins of Maine, that little bitch, who said, oh, he's going to preserve Roe versus Wade. No, he's not. And no, he didn't. And neither did she, the little Stepford Wife Handmaid's Tale gal. Anyway, should I talk about AOC or Nicki Minaj?
All of them.
Well, take your pick.
Vicky. Let's talk
Vicky.
About Vicky. Vicky, why are you laughing?
Because neither one of them are named Vicky.
Oh, okay.
But
good.
One of them is named Nicki.
Oh, Nicki, right. That's who I was talking
close
about.
Enough.
My old
so,
friend Nicki.
So, Nicki Minaj.
Minaj.
Is the queen of Ballgate. And she is bringing balls into the vaccine discussion.
Ah.
The COVID vaccine, of course.
Oh, yes.
And no, we're not saying that anybody shoots the COVID vaccine into your balls. Lord. Although I'm sure that people are thinking that, even though people are saying they're not.
That would make me cry.
Suspect.
But anyway, the whole thing started with a tweet in which basically she said she's not going to the Met Gala ball.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Okay.
Yeah. Nobody's going to miss you.
No, no, not really.
Not really.
But I guess her fans missed her. So she does have a lot of fans.
The two of them.
The two balls? No, she's got a zillion followers on Twitter, really.
Oh, good.
Whatever it is.
Good.
So she says she's not going to the Met Gala ball because they require vaccination.
Ha ha.
And then she moves on to describe her cousin who is not going to get a vaccine because his friend who got a vaccine is now impotent. And he has swollen testicles.
Whoa.
I think she did use the term testicles and not balls, at first.
Mm-hmm.
And he is in Trinidad. And his fiance has now dumped him. He was all ready to get married.
What?
Then he got the vaccine, of course, and then the swollen balls. And impotency. And then the fiance dumps him. Now, most of Twitter decided that he got an STD.
Of course. Either that or just one of the... I had a big ball once.
You did. You had
did.
Cancer of the bladder.
Oh, that's not funny.
I had cancer of the bladder.
Funny at all.
Didn't know. They thought you had some sort of infection at first.
Oh.
There are different reasons you might get the swollen
it's
balls.
An infection.
And you certainly didn't get impotency, as we learned once again this morning. But in any case, the swollen ball syndrome is something that happens from various sources. And cancer is one. Certainly STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, are another.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what most people figured, because the dumping by the fiancé seem to coincide with the concept of the sexually transmitted disease. Because, after all, that would mean probably that he cheated on her.
Right.
So not only is he a diseased motherfucker, is a cheating asshole.
Ouch. Yeah.
And then there's his balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wah, wah.
So... That is what most people figured. But anyway, maybe it was just one of those tall tales from Trinidad.
You know,
who knows?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You would say, who cares, except Nikki and Nikki's followers. And Nikki does have millions of followers. So Joy Reid, who's a commentator, where is she? On MSNBC, I think. She cares, and she tried to give her a verbal spanking and say, you know, hey, this is not good information.
Oh,
you're scaring people into thinking they're going to get impotent from the vaccine. You know that's not true. Well, I don't know if she said, you know, that's not true, but in any case, she said you shouldn't say that. Now, Joy Reid is not a rapper. She's a smart woman. But Nicki Minaj just clapped back at that spanking with a pistol whip. And it was a little bit scary, actually. Mm. And she would not submit. And I mean, hey, I'm not even going to get into the sides yet. I will in a second. But she said that she is going to get the vaccine. And actually, she did have a past tweet that said, I'm going to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people say, I'm going to get the vaccine. But then they haven't gotten it yet.
Right.
Right. So there's a big difference between getting it and going to get it. Mm-hmm. Although going to get it is a big difference between that and saying, I'm never going to get it.
Right. That's true.
So she did point out.
But you have to be careful because it might cause big breasts.
Ooh.
Bummer.
Ooh.
Bummer.
Okay. No,
but if they're swollen, they don't feel
true.
Good. I mean,
that's
the big
true.
Balls, a lot of guys think,
that
but
no, big balls
swollen,
hurt.
Are going to be lined
and
up.
And swollen titties do, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but anyway, she did say she was going to get the vaccine, and then it just snowballed. And somehow the White House got involved. And said they were going to give her a call if she wanted. And she interpreted that as that they were inviting her to the White House. Or maybe they really did, if you believe her side. And then they lied and said, no, all we said was, you can give us a call or we'll give you a call. Anyway, the story will not die because the Trinidad and Tobago health minister has weighed in to say swollen balls are not a side effect of the COVID vaccine.
Wow.
They are not.
No.
Certainly not in Trinidad or Tobago. And he looks like he's kind of suffering from swollen balls when he's delivering this address, I have to say.
Very painful.
Or something. He looks very upset, embarrassed. He confesses that he is upset that he has had to spend time on this. I'm not sure what he was doing, whether he was sending out people to pull covers down of men throughout Trinidad and Tobago or unzip their pants and see if they have swollen balls or what. But he has determined that if they do have it, that it's not because of the vaccine. And maybe he's just going with the reports that people make to medical centers throughout
I wonder if this has any effect on the tours to go to Trinidad. They don't want to go there because you get big balls.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe they're going to find out that what Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend was doing was drinking the water. And that in any case, guys are clutching their balls all over the world right now, from Trinidad to Tennessee.
Dang.
Tennessee.
Which is now a COVID hotspot.
Oh, yes, right.
Definitely. I have a lot of respect for Nicki Minaj and her rapping abilities and her beauty, actually. And not going to the Met Gala, you know, although I would have gone to the Met Gala myself. I'm a whore.
As you should.
And
you should
I'm proud of that. But in any case, Nicki calling it Ballgate is just turning lemons into lemonade. And I hope she does get the vaccine. Her fans are actually protesting. I'm not sure what they're protesting in Atlanta, her being disrespected in some way. But Tucker Carlson and Children of God cult member and Me Too activist Rose McGowan are defending her. I'm not sure if that is a good thing. And the best response, in my opinion, has come from a doctor rapper. You should check this out.
A doctor rapper.
Yes, who's actually kind of good,
In
my opinion, and I know nothing about rap.
What is his name?
Her name is Raven Baxter.
Naturally.
Check her out.
I like her name.
Raven the Science Maven raps out why vaccines work. And she explains the biology and immunology in a much catchier way than I just did.
Incidentally, I had a pneumonia vaccine, and that's why I'm having a light pneumonia up till now.
Oh,
because that's what vaccines are all about. They don't totally protect you,
right?
You know, but they try the idea of the vaccine is if you get any of this stuff, big balls or little balls or whatever, it helps to mitigate the pain and death and hospitalization of the balls.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, speaking of the balls, ESB 1812 says that the swollen balls were, in fact, due to a skeeter bite on the nuts. I think that's a valid possibility.
Wow.
There's a lot of possibilities. But
what is a skeeter?
Those skeeters, they go for all kinds of areas that are moist.
Do we have any here?
Yes, and they go for areas that are moist. Believe me, back to the Labia Day celebration.
Oh, okay.
But I've had that, yeah.
I'm putting mine in a baggie then. If there's
and you don't want to spray your balls or your pussy with... Bug spray, yeah, you know, okay. That's not nice. I spray my feet because they love to go for feet.
Yeah.
But I will not spray my...
They have ball spray now.
...genitalia.
Susie.
Well, sorry, I'm not using that.
No,
I would not use ball spray.
I would hope you would not use ball spray.
Because I go close to those balls. In fact, I consider those my balls.
Yeah, that's right.
So please, honey...
My balls have been
taken
over.
Don't be using no ball spray.
We have been paused. Too many balls.
Oh.
I
believe.
Okay.
But it says tuning. Tuning.
Uh-oh.
Tuning. Anyway, Facebook. The poor Reddit people have had their program taken away. Suddenly, we don't know whether whether it's because of balls or because of vax kind of stuff or because we talked about this woman who has all these fans and the fans got offended.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, you can't talk anymore. you can get...
You don't know why you're being censored.
You don't know why you're being censored. In the old days, you knew the cops came, they arrested you. And then they charged you, and then you went to court with a lawyer, and then there was a trial, and then they set you free, if you want. Maybe we can talk about foot fungus. Maybe that's not as offensive.
Ew, yuck.
Oh, boy.
The ball of your foot.
The ball of your foot.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, balls are everywhere, actually. It's something that you find out as you... start going ballistic. So
totally
I guess I'm not sure
No, I don't know. It says I'm a bot and this action was performed automatically.
Oh.
Okay, so it's not because of anything.
Okay.
That are being told.
It's a dumb bot.
Aren't they all?
Wah, wah.
Huh. Right.
Do bots have balls?
Bots have botulism. That's what
they
bots
go
have.
Beyond balls because they just turn you off without even thinking about it.
Right.
They don't consider whether you have any artistic merit or you made a mistake or you're really saying the opposite of whatever it is that is offensive. You're just using that word.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel all bots.
Yes.
They are not thinking, so they go beyond balls to boldly just erase you, just censor you, just delete you, annihilate what you say, and eventually...
And we're all victims.
Who you are.
Right. And who you are, right. Right.
So anyway, there we are.
Okay, we're back on.
We're excited to be back on and going to the ball game. And here we are, like Cinderella at the ball. And I guess that's how I might feel if I were AOC. And yes, she wore a ball gown that said, "Tax the Rich." And she looked very pretty. Could have been prettier. I think she should have let her hair down, frankly. But she still is a very pretty woman. And it was a very nice gown. And it said tax the rich. And lots of people are criticizing her. on the left and the right. Mm. I find both sides, including my fellow counterpunchers, whom I love and who pretty much never censor me, who have printed a lot of my rants, including my 9/11 rant that was censored on Reddit, so you can check it out there. But anyway, a lot of them didn't like AOC's dress, or they just, I guess they didn't appreciate how she was communicating the message. And of course, a lot of right-wingers didn't like seeing this ball gown being worn with a lefty slogan amongst a bunch of billionaires and celebrities at $30,000 a ticket. Can you spell hypocrisy? Sure, I understand. But is it the worst hypocrisy? To me, no, not at all. And of course, it had beauty in it, so I guess I'm a sucker for that. And I enjoyed that. Yes, I do believe if she was a pure, good Gandhi-ish person, she would have given her ticket to the designer.
Yeah.
And had the designer wear the dress. And the designer was beautiful.
Wow.
Woman of color with her own gorgeous dress. And she could have worn it very nicely, and AOC could have delivered the message, or maybe just worn something simpler with a mask.
I mean, I would have worn it.
And certainly I would have, too. We both would have gone, like whores that we are, to the Met Gala. It would have hidden your balls.
Oh.
It was a long
but it was
ball
very airy
gown. Yes, it would have given your balls plenty of room, to breathe. And
you would have been free balling.
Yeah, yeah. You wonder, did AOC have any underwear on under that gown?
Oh, let's not
and
go there.
I like to go there because I like to be attracted to politicians. I find that that encourages me to pay attention to politics. You know, some of them might be great orators and some of them are sexy and they have all kinds of qualities. And I think AOC is both. I think she is a great orator, and she's sexy, and she's young, and she's sexual, and she wanted to wear that dress, and she looked good in it.
She didn't pay $30,000.
And no, she was given her ticket.
That's right.
And she said that a lot of the congressional representatives are given tickets. They just either don't go, or they stand to the sidelines. They don't want to wear a fancy dress, and they can't compete with the celebrities. Well, AOC can compete with the celebrities, and she enjoys that. And I think our tent fellow lefty Democrat, anti-fascist people, we should embrace AOC's dress. I mean, if we want to criticize the Democrats, let's criticize Biden pivoting to China. I want to criticize that. I don't want to criticize AOC's dress. And my lefty friends say, tax the rich. Oh, that's like no big deal. You know, tax the rich is an important good thing. I also believe we need to fuck the rich. And that's why that is the name of this show, FDR, which also stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president of the United States, who taxed the rich 90% if they were the richest people in America. And they were millionaires then. They didn't have billionaires then. And so, yeah, I would have worn a ball gown that said, fuck the rich, myself, which is why I wouldn't have gotten into the Met Gala. No, we would have negotiated. I would have had a little asterisk instead of the U. AOC, she looked gorgeous. She wore Tax the Rich. She got us talking about the importance of taxing the rich. And yes, she is a beautiful woman, and she is a great example of how a beautiful, sexual, smart woman with her heart in the right place can maybe get human beings thinking about the wrongs in this society, the fact that we have these billionaires and all these poor people, that we should tax the rich. And that is only the beginning of what we need to do, but it is a beginning. And of course, we got to close the loopholes for those rich. And by rich, I don't mean small business people. I'm a small business person, so I don't mean me. You got to make, I would say, under $1 million a year, frankly. I don't see why they're saying under 400,000. Come on, under $1 million is fine right now. Those folks over $1 million, the ballpark, so to speak, of how much we make here now. Okay, well, anyway, Tax the Rich. It's good. It was a nice dress. She looked good in it. ESB 1812 says, I don't know, man. I think we're screwed, but I do want to see AOC pudding wrestle that Boebert chick from Colorado. I get it, and I guess it's a nice sexual fantasy. I totally enjoy the sexual fantasy, but I am much more on AOC's side. So I don't know if I want to see it, and I don't trust the Boebert chick to not hide a pistol in her puss and pull it out at the wrong moment for poor AOC. So no, but I'm glad you said Boebert instead of Marjorie Taylor Greene, because Marjorie, she's built large. And, well, little AOC and Lauren Boebert, the Barbie doll, amosexual, gun-slinging, boob brain. They're the right size for each other. But I favor AOC. What can I say? I am not going to be right down the middle. Although I do think she has faults, and I think the whole Democratic Party have faults. And I certainly think that pivoting to China is a very, very bad thing. I don't know if it's worse than staying in Afghanistan. I do feel it was good for us to leave Afghanistan. But the Indo-Pacific Security Alliance between the US, Australia, and the UK for nuclear submarines, yes, you heard me right, nuclear submarines, is riling up China. We don't want to rile up the sleeping panda bear. And has France, our friend, forget freedom fries. They're our friend. They gave us the Statue of Liberty. They're withdrawing ambassadors. Okay. Krieger 23 says, AOC rocks. A lot of people can't handle a strong woman with ideas. And I don't know why my face saw this, but I saw in the print, ass. A nice ass. She has a nice ass. And the gown kind of showed that off, because you were looking at Tax the Rich on her ass. And I thought that was
so
good.
This guy says that she doesn't pay taxes on her business. What business does she have? She runs a business?
Okay, I see that. Well, the woman who made the dress doesn't pay her taxes for her business.
The woman that made the dress?
Right.
Not AOC doesn't have a business, does she?
No, no, no.
Maybe
we're
she does. I don't know
about the woman that made the dress.
Ah, the woman that made the dress.
I don't know every person's business who makes dresses that I wear. Well, I wear dresses made by Damask, a wonderful latex company. I love their stuff. Do I know their tax returns? I don't know what the story is with this woman. So when I say, and I don't know if she's rich, this woman who made the dress.
You know, speaking of not paying taxes, the military suppliers, like, I forget the percentage, but a huge percentage of them who make billions don't pay any taxes. Okay? These are the guys that make all the armaments and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. A lot of them, I forget the percentage, but a lot of them don't pay any taxes. And nobody goes after them.
Ooh.
They owe billions.
Yeah, well, these are the people I would really go after. Not
some poor
some dressmaker who I think it was like her first big break. Peg the Patriarchy. I'm looking at this shirt. Peg the Patriarchy on Cara Delevingne. And it's very sexy, I have to say. It's great. It looks really nice.
Who is who? What dress
well,
are you looking at?
One of our great Reddit followers, or not necessarily a follower, but he's a commenter, and he says, "A Gomez we." And it's not necessarily a he. You know, I assume all these people are panting men. These Reddit people. I'm just going to say that right out the gate. So you know my prejudices.
Are you all panting out there?
Yeah, unless you say otherwise, I think you're a panting man.
Yes.
So I apologize because I know you're all not.
And seriously.
I, myself, am panting at this Peg the Patriarchy little bib she's wearing. Very little. And it's very cute. And yeah. I mean, I'm sure she's wearing it at some fancy party. I think all these women should wear these slogans. What should we wear? Their side slogans or no slogans?
Well, yeah. Who cares? Who? What?
Well, I think it's important.
No. Melania, didn't she have a dress with a sign on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all cared that she did not care. Right. She made a statement with her outfit.
Yeah.
And I think it's better to make a good statement than a bad one. So my lefty friends who somehow think that AOC is not sufficiently working class, please let us ladies look beautiful. And also support socialist causes. And yes, hold her lovely feet to the fire when she does not support socialist causes, as does happen quite frequently when she gives in to the Democratic Party. So she can get good with Aunt Nancy. So we need to criticize her for that, but not for her pretty red and white dress. Come on. That's sexist to criticize her for her dress. So.
Yeah, well, you know, she's very cute. I like her. And also I like her message.
Exactly. You know. See, you're one of those guys that I think she's trying to appeal to.
Yeah.
A panting voter.
A panting voter.
Right. So. I mean, not that you don't vote for women that you're not attracted to. Of course you do. But the fact that she's attractive makes her even more worth voting for. But it also conjures up a lot of anger. And I'm here to say, let's push the anger aside. That's all.
You know, ESB 1812, he was in
Iraq. I saw Halliburton make a killing.
Yeah.
I mean, the money coffers were open to these people. They made a killing. Yes, and of course, who do I call Mr. Halliburton? Bush's dick. And I don't mean that thing between his balls. I should say that little thing.
And he
I mean Cheney, Mr. Halliburton.
Himself.
Yes. That's why they did Iraq. That's why they did Afghanistan, I think. Maybe there were a few other little reasons, but they did it so that their friends would make a killing in more ways than one. And I think that money was the primary objective, but you know what's also true of these amosexual a-holes? A killing, they like it. They're turned on by it. They're sadists. Their wives don't lay them enough. Their balls hurt.
So he also says, how do we change that?
Who does?
Mr. Yes.
Oh, how do we change that?
We change it like we're doing right now, talking about it, mm-hmm. talking to our friends about it.
Wearing dresses that wearing say dresses tax the say, rich.
Yeah, so I'm going to start doing that tomorrow. I'm going to get a dress, and I'm going to put that on the back of it, and that will change a lot of people.
Really. That's true.
It's the message that you give to yourself, to your neighbors, to political, to your,
and
these
protest in front of Kavanaugh's house.
No, just anywhere. Protest.
Get arrested. Some of us have arrested. To do that.
I got arrested.
Yes, you did.
I got arrested for obscenity 23 times.
And it is a challenge,
yeah.
But it's a worthwhile challenge. I'm
absolutely
a sissy. I'm sitting here
talking.
Well,
you have to put your balls on the line.
But I've been raided by the police for my words. So I do take a risk. We all have to take a risk for what's right.
Or they're going to bury you.
Or not. You have your choice always in life, free will and all that. So you do whatever the Lord tells you to do. But what the Lord and the lady tell me to do is try to get change in different ways. I'm not sure, but we have to try our best. We that are writers have to write. We that are talkers have to talk. We that are protesters have to protest. And if you get into the street, if you are not immunocompromised, and if you got good walking shoes, you get out there. No violence. That's my belief.
No violence.
Practice the bonobo way. But do get out there and make your voices heard. And let these folks know that they got to do an FDR. And what do we mean by FDR? We mean fuck the rich. And what did Franklin Delano Roosevelt do? He taxed the rich a lot. And he kept capitalism alive, which some people say was really fucked. But that's what he did. And by the way, ESB says, man, that drone strike was fucked.
You are
right. And yes, we should get into this against Biden and against the whole American way. And the whole military-industrial complex that lies to us and that uses bombs like they should be using their dick, just sort of painting the ceiling. It's self-love September. Play with your balls, not your drones. Drones kill, and they usually kill the wrong people. Usually, they kill the wrong people. And yes, as ESB 1812, was he born in 1812? He certainly is wise as 1812. He says, we've done this so many times. He's got lots of O's that go all the way back to 1812. And he says, this last one was yet again incompetence. Well, sure, it's incompetence. It's not that we are trying to shoot the wrong people. We weren't trying to shoot that guy. We don't care. Enough. We don't care enough. We have to care more. We have to talk about it. Red Storm says this is the passive way to communism. Yes, it's true. We like the word commune. Communal ecstasy, baby. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're not Stalinists. Hey, come on. Even though he's the one that won World War II, for sure. But we are into communal ecstasy and a little bit of liberty here and there. Shit, I've been to jail. So what? Lol. Okay.
Well, no, you know what? Actually, I have something to say about that. Can you imagine?
Why are you called Red Storm if he says this is the passive way? Maybe he's good with that, yeah. You know? Maybe he is a she, Red Storm. It's talking about his menstrual period or hers. Go on.
Can I just say something about shit, I've been to jail, so what? Can you imagine that we live in America and almost everyone has been to jail for something? Mm. Even more than Russia.
I was there.
Even more than China.
You.
Yeah. Even more. And we say, oh, yeah. What do you mean, oh, yeah?
Right.
No, you don't. No. No, 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 no. If you accept that, that's communism.
Yes. Yeah. The prison industrial complex.
Prison industrial complex.
Just as bad as the military industrial complex in a different way, although a lot of the same types of people are involved, and very often, you know what? Veterans who can't get any other job, they work for a prison.
Private.
Because they know how to torture. The torturing, when it was first going on in 2004, it wasn't first going on, but those pictures came out. Bush's POW porn is what I called it. Anyway, I remember Max, you saying, well, that's what they've been doing in prison for years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So they were doing it in Abu Ghraib, and everyone's like, oh, we shouldn't be doing that at all. And most of those guys in the old days were drug offenders. Now, I'm not sure what they're going to do. Mm. What are they going to make an offense? Maybe like they're putting Julian Assange in jail. They're going to put you in jail just for speaking your mind.
You're all going to jail. That's it. Fuck it, man.
So, yeah, that drone strike, very disturbing. I wish that Biden would address it. I wish he would address China. But he's a senile old man, and at least he's not Trump, right?
Right.
Life is tough. ESB 1812 says Eisenhower warned us. Yeah. Yes, that's true. But you know what I was reading? Jeffrey St. Clair, my wonderful Counterpunch editor, who I want to give a shout out to. He published my Counterpunch piece this Saturday, as he does almost all my pieces. Sometimes in the past I would think, oh, they didn't publish it, but then they would later. And right after 9/11, they published my first 9/11 pieces. That's when our relationship started, was when I found a home in Counterpunch, when the mainstream media was cheerleading war. Just like Bush was a cheerleader, so was the mainstream media. And Bush couldn't do shit else except cheerlead for war, for his buddies, Dick Cheney and Halliburton and Eric Prince. Black Hawk. What was
Black,
it?
Black, Blackwater. No,
Blackwater.
Blackwater. It sounds like the Blackwater in our motorhome, but it's not.
Krieger 23 says, oh, please, not again with the communist shtick.
I saw that.
Krieger, let's just jack off together, okay? I'll jill off. I'll just take your communist shtick, which I hope is nice and big and thick. It is a stick, right? You're just saying shtick because you're Jewish, right? Your name is Krieger, right? So you mean a stick. And I hope it's a big, thick stick. And I hope it's horny and has nice balls.
And anyway, the only communist organization in this country is the United States Army and Navy. They have to follow orders. They get food. They get medicine. They get education. That is really kind of, what is freedom? Freedom is from illness, from poverty, from starvation. That's real freedom, not the freedom to shop. Okay? Because that's really the only freedom we have left. If you have a credit card, and if you have a good record as a citizen of the United States.
So speaking of citizens,
yes.
Krieger, is a very multifaceted citizen. He's the one that said, please, not again with the communist shtick. But he also said, I think the difference between tax the rich and I don't really care, do you, is huge. So glad AOC is around. Better message on address, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So Krieger is that end of the big tent, and we're the other end. Over there with the Marxists, right?
No, we're not communists. We're not. Nobody funds us. Okay.
We're fuckers.
We're sex positive. We're sex positive, democratic, American socialist. Corporations have to have a conscience. They have to understand that they cannot kill their consumers. Okay.
Yeah.
They have to understand that they work within our communities. They have to understand that they've made their money off of our blood and sweat. And I don't care how hard they worked or where they came from to have the American dream. Okay? You also have to be responsible. You have to take care of the poor. You have to take care of children. You have to do these things. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you have a shit house. Okay? You might as well go to the toilet and the outside toilet and look in there, because that's what you have when you have a capitalism that doesn't give a shit.
Mm. And watch out for your balls.
Yeah,
and
watch
now,
out for your balls.
ESB 1812 says, in regards to the Met Gala, Ida wore a ball gag. Right. Which reminds me of a client of mine. I am a sex therapist in private practice, and I do have clients who I speak to privately, and I keep their confidentiality, as I will keep this client's confidentiality. Although he also tweeted about it on Twitter. So he doesn't really want to keep his confidentiality too much, but I will keep it. Anyway, he says that he wears ball gags under his mask. He said that in response to my sexy mask article, How to Make a Mask Sexy. Mm. And it's funny because I was thinking of it in many different ways, how to make it sexy in terms of how it looks and also the bondage elements. But the ball gag element, well, it's a little extreme. But you know what? If you enjoy it, it's a beautiful thing. And he does enjoy it, especially going around where he lives in, I believe it is Tennessee, which does have the highest COVID rate. So you guys, you gals, and you gender fluid people in Tennessee should all be walking around with ball gag masks or any kind of mask or something, because, phew. But California has lowered its COVID rate, knock on wood, more than any place else, I think, any other state. Maybe we should secede, I don't know. Lots of vaccines, lots of masks. And Newsom won the stupid recall. So all I can ask the Republicans who tried to recall him, are you happy? Do you like to lose? Do you know you needed to spend hundreds of millions, I think it was, or at least $100 million, to lose? Hey, you know what? I know dominatrixes that can treat you to that loser feeling much cheaper than that.
So I uncovered Red Storm's thing. It was a sensitive message. You should look at it. Maybe you don't want to see it.
Well, with an introduction like that,
so,
you've
yes.
got to read the rest of Red Storm. It sounds like he's going to bleed all over us in a red storm. Either that or turn us communist.
As a Jew, fuck
as a
this.
Jew.
Fuck what?
He says that as a Jew...
Jew, fuck this. I don't know what that means.
This.
I mean, yes, I'm
Jew. You know
I'm
what?
Jewish.
Yeah, I am too. And I am a Jew for Palestine, by the way. I just want to slip that in there. But Jews are pretty good with fucking. We don't have a priesthood, actually. We're pretty much into it. So if you say, fuck this, I don't know if I should perceive that as an insult. Although I'm sure you meant it that way. Sorry, it landed flatly. So.
Anyway, be nice to us Jews, okay? We're also humans. don't make lampshades out of
us. Well, he said he was Jewish, so... I'm Jewish, fuck this. Right. What, is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. Anyway. Fuck what is what I'm trying to find out. Okay.
I believe the discussion, something about what we're
talking
about.
Something about... But is there something in particular? Because he didn't say...
Yeah, we weren't talking about religion at all.
Yeah, he didn't say, I'm Catholic, fuck this.
Right.
So... It's okay. We don't. But be nice to people about their religion.
Yeah, but you know what? The word fuck is okay. If he wants to say fuck this, I say fuck you. So there. You know what? Here's a way to defund the police, okay? Want to hear what it is?
Sure, absolutely.
It's happening right now.
Okay.
I learned about this from my Counterpunch editor, Jeffrey St. Clair.
Yes.
The leading cause of death among American cops is now COVID.
They don't want to get vaccinated.
Guess not. It also shows that people aren't killing them, but they're killing people.
Right.
And they're dying from COVID because they don't want to get vaccinated. And so stay away from cops. That's what it also shows. And tell them to put their mask on. And you know what? When the cops came to visit us, I had to tell them that.
To put your masks on.
And they looked at me like, okay, you know what? We were wearing them before. Yeah, right. Well, you're breathing in my face right now. So put it on right now, please. No, I didn't speak that way because I was nervous as hell. Because they carried guns and I was just me. And so I just said, could you put your mask on, please? And... they looked at me like I was going to get all Karen on them. Boy, am I glad my name's not Karen. And it's so close. It's Susan, which is really bad enough.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like one of those names. But
Lazy Susan.
You know, I think they're going to accuse me of that. Lazy Susan. And that is why they had to raid my place without masks on.
Red Storm had had COVID, and he's a survivor.
Well, good for you,
good
Red
for
Storm.
You.
That's very good.
Yeah. I'm glad you're alive and here. Please click like that you like us. While you're still alive.
While you're still alive, exactly. Because these things are quite... unpredictable.
Yes.
These days.
On the other hand, you could go out and get hit by a car. So, you know, life is precious, very precious. Mm-hmm.
But that's life outside the womb, okay?
Oh, right.
Let's define life here.
Oh, yeah.
As the Hebrew Bible, speaking of Jewish, defines life, life begins when the person can breathe on its own. Breath is the key in Bereshit, which is the first book of the Bible. God breathes life into the first person. And from then on, the key to life is breathing. A bunch of cells that are not breathing on their own. An embryo. Or even a fetus is not a person. And that life is as much life as the woman's other body parts. It's part of her, and she gets to decide what to do with it. It's a special part of her, yes, but she gets to decide what to do with it. Brett Kavanaugh does not decide what to do with it. And the fact that he is kind of rapey and creepy is not the reason that he doesn't decide what to do with it, but it makes it a lot worse. This Bernie Dankara said, as a college student who's attending a public university, I think the idea of canceling student debt altogether. I think the idea. What does that mean? I guess he thinks that one should not do that. Why should I pay for someone who knowingly went into debt at a private university like Stanford? Krieger, you don't have to go to Stanford to be destroyed by student debt. It wasn't always like this. And let me just say, you guys, did you hear me talking about student debt? You guys, I don't even want to talk about it because I am not an expert in that. I think that in general, yes, we should be paying for this. We should be paying for all education in general.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
We should be democratic socialists.
Yeah, we went.
Am I an expert in one college versus another?
By the way, ESB is a recovering Republican.
Yes, a recovering Republican. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're recovering.
Yeah, I'm glad. Right. Yeah, me too. Because the future doesn't look good for the Republican Party.
No. And we talked about the Republican brain a few weeks ago on a show by that name. And actually, it was from a show we did a long time ago with Chris Mooney in like 2015, before Trump. And yet it predicted that this Republican brain was snowballing, this authoritarian, fearful, terror-gripped, limited, amosexual way of looking at things. And the incel way is part of it. And yes, our throwback tonight does have a couple of guys that do a show about the incel phenomenon. And even though they do not want to identify as incels, as most guys won't publicly, they do say that they get into the manosphere and this whole idea of men's rights, and that whole thing is springing forth from the old simple conservative Republican way of looking at things. And I'm all for this gal wearing this cool shirt, Peg the Patriarchy. And I like that she says Peg, because you know what pegging is, of course. Max?
I have no idea.
You don't?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm innocent. I don't know nothing, man.
I think Mal knows.
I'm Italian. I don't know nothing.
Well, I don't know if you're going to want to know.
I don't want to know. That sounds terrible.
Once I tell you, you'll remember that you do know and why you are pretending that you don't know, or maybe forgetting on purpose.
Oh, no, I'm senile. Okay.
Anal sex. When a woman... when a woman usually would give...
Something in
a
the...
A man usually, although it could be another woman, anal... penetration via a strap-on dildo. It would usually be with a strap-on. If you're using your hand, it is not pegging. It would be strap-on.
My
action.
Hemorrhoids are screaming right now.
I know.
Just
I know.
At the thought.
I know, sweetie. You don't have to do
of
it.
Of a missile entering my...
I just like it. Yeah. Not for you.
No. Not for me, thank
but
you.
But for the patriarchy.
No, hey, listen.
And for guys that like it.
If
it's
you want,
very cool.
If you want stuff in your thing, it's cool. Stuffed ass is cool. I mean, it's all right. It's all right. Just be careful. Be careful if you have hemorrhoids.
But Peg the Patriarchy, I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Especially since she's not wearing a bra. Yeah, it's very obvious. And she's very pretty. So... Oh, girl. Dr. Benson.
Five
I guess he's a doctor. Or DRBNSON. Well, this sounds like a liberal show. And with that, bye. Well, with that, bye. Yes, liberal in the old sense of the word. Certainly not neoliberal, We don't believe in capitalism. We believe in equality, liberté, fraternité, égalité. Okay. And it hasn't been lived up to too well. It's not easy when you're trying to be capitalist at the same time. But, hey, French have done a bit of a better job at it than we have, so. Not that I'm saying their guillotines are okay. No, that's not okay. Protest Kavanaugh. But be nice. Don't get amosexual about it.
Yeah, I also want to say, as I said before, the Communist Party doesn't pay us. Nobody pays us. So we have a wonderful a place where you can go some getting some weird stuff for the holidays. And you should go there to support us so that we can come on the air and insult you. Okay? That's what you should do. You can get books. You can get all kinds of things. But just Google us. Just Google Dr. Susie or Google Maximilian. And Google has a whole dossier on us. And you can find lots of fun stuff. By the way, most of our videos and that kind of thing are free. Okay? Free.
Oh, yeah. We're mostly free. Somebody asked where they could see me in a very explicit video, which at first I was like, oh, what? You don't want to, like, examine my intellect? But then I went, oh, wait a second. Yeah, okay. I have lots of explicit videos. Here, look at my squirting video. Squirts along.
Squirting.
ESB says, hey, y'all are pretty cool. Time's running short. I'll watch again when y'all are on. Made all my born ass night at work pass.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's celebrate Self-Love September together. Yeah. Let's squirt together. You can watch my squirting show, which also teaches you how to squirt. If you're a girl, you might not know how. Woman, that is. Woman.
And also, like us or do whatever you do on Reddit.
Don't be a Texas
Reddit
Taliban.
To, you know, right.
Like us.
Somewhere.
Even
everywhere.
If you are a Texas Taliban. Yeah. We're whores. We'll take your like, no matter what. Even if you're a corporate asshole.
Yeah.
Have the balls to get behind what you believe and follow the bonobo way. We didn't talk much about bonobos this time.
No, we'll talk
bonobos
more
are
about
the make
it.
Love, not war chimpanzee who swings through the trees as well as with each other. Mm-hmm. And yes, we would like you to be more bonobo and less common chimp. Common chimps murder each other and make war. Bonobos make peace through pleasure and female empowerment. And also just variety and sharing. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Have the balls to make love, not war.
And be safe and be gentle with other people.
Mm-hmm. Have the balls to be gentle.
And let's care for each other.
Mm-hmm. Have the balls to care. Have the balls to tax the rich. Have the balls to fuck the rich. Have the balls to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Celebrate Self-Love September. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
And I love you too. Okay?
And I love you.
And I love you, Dr. Susie.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.